Previously on Algoa FM.
Good morning.
Hello, friends. Hello, friends. We're about to have a conversation, something that is so near and dear to all of our hearts, particularly the three of us in studio, and particularly the one whose moon bag snapped right off of his waist this morning. Well, the other morning. When was it? Yesterday, while driving.
Wasn't on my way.
There was a misalignment of circumference there. Moon bag snapped off the waist, went tumbling down Cape Road. But yes, you know, we're all on our journeys. Myself, Charlie, Wayne, you know, weight loss journeys, looking at our diet and so on. And it's a very important conversation. We're at that age now. And I know that a lot of us wish that we had, you know, perhaps adopted healthier habits while growing up so that we're not sitting in this position where we're having to reverse serious, dire weight issues at the moment. But this morning we're joined by someone who brings a completely fresh lens to the conversation around weight, food, and healing. And his name is Conrad van Staden. He's a Jungian analyst and clinical psychoanalyst with more than two decades of experience working with obesity, binge eating, and the emotional layers that shape our relationship with food. He works alongside bariatric teams across South Africa. He guides patients before and after surgery and helps them navigate the deep psychological shifts that are needed for lasting change. He also specializes in uncovering the emotional roots of weight struggles. So his work bridges really depth psychology, behavioral change, and high performance coaching. And he's now captured that work and the stories behind it in his brand new book called My Fat Head, which explores the hidden emotional dialogue between body and mind and why weight loss is never just about what's on your plate. Conrad, a hearty welcome and congratulations on the launch of your book.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, thank listen. You. So, Conrad, I mean, a lot of people listening know the cycle. Dieting, trying again, feeling frustrated. Your book suggests the real story sits much deeper than that. So perhaps let's start there. What makes My Fat Head? First of all, let me just say, did I pronounce Jungian right? Because some people say Jung.
That's right. Jung, it's Jung.
Jungian.
Yeah, it's okay. From Carl Jung.
Yes, Carl Jung. But some people say Jung, some people say Jung.
Yeah, it's Jungian analyst.
Jungian analyst. Thank you. So, okay, let's go back to My Fat Head. What makes it stand out from the usual weight loss narrative?
Well, most books focus on exercise and improving your diet. This book focuses on the psychological dynamics of that. And the premise is really that before we get to exercise, before we get to your diet, to make that successful, you need to go and look at the underlying dynamics and make sure that that is successful. There's so much that people struggle with, deep psychological problems, or if you've struggled with weight, very often that leads to further psychological difficulties, you know, low self-esteem, all kinds of old patterns seem to rise up. So we need to uncover that. We need to understand that. So in order to make diet a success, to make your exercise routine a success and change your lifestyle, you really need to understand these underlying patterns first and change them.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, in this book, you emphasize psychology as the gateway to weight loss. How does that fit into the transformation process?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, you know, that from the day that we are born, as babies, we are nurtured through food and holding, we feel our bodies. So that forms a pattern in our lives where for the rest of our lives, we have a relationship to food, to nurturing. And that forms further on dynamics that become quite intricate in everything that we do, how we socialize, how we see ourselves. And only when we look at those underlying patterns that have formed in our lives that have tripped us up, can we really transform. So it's deep psychology.
I mean, can I just, I want to just find out your thoughts on, let's say, two siblings. Okay, let's call them Lee and Kim. They grew up in the same home with the same parents getting, you know, similar treatment, although the one was older and had far stricter parents. And by the time the little one came along, the parents had kind of slacked a little bit and she was spoilt. But the one developed obesity and the other one didn't and was skinny all her life. The other one dieted all her life, the obese one, and the skinny one ate whatever she wanted at any point and never got fat. Wherein lies then the psychological, you know, issues that come into play there? Two kids who are raised in the same home with the same nurturing or traumas or whatever, how does the one, is it just a, like a, does it mean the one was psychologically weaker than the other, or what was the issue there?
You know, Lee, just to start with that, I think we have to change the way that we look at ourselves and this whole weight loss journey. There's not one size that fits all, and we need to bring all the different factors in. So everybody is looking for an exercise routine or a specific diet or some medical breakthrough that's going to change that. And we've got to put everything together. And really, psychology, in my mind, hasn't really sat at the table of this conversation of late. So we need to consider all these factors. There's genetic factors that are activated, and there are traumas that are subjectively experienced. There's the way that we respond to life. We're not all the same. Thank goodness we're not all the same. As we move through a family, we react to things in different ways. So all of these factors need to be looked at. And you know, you mentioned something there, that the way that you say that, I think a lot of people sit with shame, that why is it that I struggled with weight and I put on weight and my sister or my brother didn't. So we've got to look at things at a much deeper level. And of course, people are very scared and people feel shame to go and look at themselves in that way and to find out what these causes are. But it's so complex.
Well, I mean, that then, you know, brings me to the next question in terms of who exactly is this book for, Conrad, and how does it support people you know, who are perhaps thinking about going the medical route, who are thinking of bariatric surgery, or who are already on that path?
You know, I would love to say that this book is for people that are struggling with weight. And of course it is that. But I think this is such a human journey. We all have, as I've described, from birth, we are introduced to our relationship with food and our bodies. So I think this is really about, it's a book that's for all of us. It's about anybody that struggles with food, that struggles with their body, that has gotten stuck in a pattern of eating or a pattern of weight loss that they can't go any further. Anybody that feels a sense of shame or guilt. And of course, it is also for people that are either pre-weight loss surgery or post-weight loss surgery that feel completely stuck.
I mean, what is the fat head phenomenon and how can readers overcome it post-weight loss?
Oh, when I've seen that arise in my practice over the last 20 years, you know, people have come into my practice and they've lost weight. They feel okay about their bodies, but somehow they don't feel okay about themselves. They still maintain this phenomenon called the fat head that actually comes from the bariatric community, that people started saying that I've lost this weight, but I'm still struggling. My mind hasn't changed. And that's all about self-blame. It's about the shame, the guilt that people carry. You know, and I have to say it's very, very difficult to see people come in and they're still caught in their bodies. They struggle.
Because they're thinking that post-weight loss, everything is going to feel fine.
And the disappointment that follows.
Conrad, is it a term that you coined or is it an existing term, my fat head or a fat head?
It actually comes from the bariatric patients that they started to come in and they said, you know, I'm okay with my body, but my head is still feeling fat.
So how is it different to body dysmorphia?
It's not entirely different, except that this is a term that people have used. And so it is, as Wayne says, it's a phenomenon that comes about that people have used to describe this, let's call this thing that just arises that they struggle with. So it's a lovely term that they've come up with just to describe the shame.
Well, you know, as someone who relates directly to the theme, another thing that we struggle with a lot is mentioned in the book, and that is stigma. You know, you say society often treats obesity almost like a disability, but with blame.
Yes.
And how do you reckon that judgment affects people emotionally? I could tell you, but you're being interviewed here.
Well, you know what I see in my practice over and over again is people come in and they think that the weight loss is going to be transformational.
Mm.
But there's this inner world and they feel stuck.
Mm.
And it's not only inside of them, but they've internalized the view and society's perspective. Yeah. So the struggle is real. The struggle is silent.
Mm.
People are stuck and there's no voice. So people need to have a voice. They need to come out and be able to engage and talk about it without shame, without guilt.
Mm.
So it's from all corners of society. We carry so much negativity.
And it definitely is the stigma because the perception is that if you're fat, you're greedy, you're lazy. Mm. You're incompetent.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, and you end up also carrying all of that with you, those perceptions.
People do, hey? People do. And we have to change that. Obesity is certainly not your fault, but it has to become your responsibility.
Oh, what does that mind shift look like in real life? I love that because it's such a striking line in the book. I saw it in the synopsis or in the summary. Obesity is not your fault, but it needs to become your responsibility.
I think that's where the book comes in.
That's powerful.
Mm. Yeah.
That's where the book comes in because nobody chooses to be obese.
Yes.
But we have to be able to do something about that. And that means that we move away from that which has been an intuitive place to move away from. So people have to take responsibility. Choose a dietitian. Choose this journey. Choose to go and see a psychologist.
And choose yourself.
Yeah.
But what it means for me is when I hear it's not your fault, but it needs to become your responsibility, is that it moves from a blame mindset to one of empowerment.
You know, most people sit with this idea that responsibility is abdicated to the things around me.
Mm.
And that shift that takes place when people realize, hang on, this is actually something that's empowering. I can change something. That shift is incredible. It's incredible to see that. We call it in psychology an internal locus of control.
Yeah. So where can we get the book? We're desperate for it. Where can we get it from? Where is it available from? I know you're launching this evening, but just tell our listeners where they can get the book from.
Right. Well, let's start with my website. You can go and check on my website. It's Conrad with a K, Van Staden, conradvanstaden.com. And there you can find a link to the Kindle version. The Kindle version at this stage, as they're pulling it through to South Africa, is available on amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Notyet.co.za, and then you can also get it at Vesalius House in Cape Rodeo in Gqeberha. It'll be available, and there will be a link there to find that. It'll be available on Takealot as from next week.
Oh, yay!
Nice!
So, absolutely.
Well, Conrad, thank you for sharing your insight and for giving such honest, insights, you know, to thinking about weight and about healing. And we're looking forward to reading that powerful book. Thanks for driving all the way in to come and chat to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.